From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, May 14th, and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is celebrating his 38th birthday.
To go study.
You don't have to study.
Why do you keep saying I don't have to study?
Because you go to be you.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. A Cobb jail inmate died in custody. This is the second inmate to die this year and the fifth since 2021. Governor Kemp signed the City of Mableton bill setting the stage for the November referendum. If approved by voters, the new city of 77,505 residents would encompass the southernmost part of the county between Austell and Smyrna. Plus, we'll hear from MDJ Managing Editor J.K. Murphy. We have all this and more on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. A woman died Thursday morning at the Cobb jail while undergoing a mental health evaluation. The woman, 28-year-old Smyrna's Eva Kanja, was booked on April 29th for misdemeanor battery while she was a patient at Wellstar Cobb Hospital. Her bond had been set at $1,000. The Cobb Sheriff's Office is conducting its own investigation into Kanja's death and has asked the Georgia Bureau of Investigations to investigate as well. Deaths at the Cobb jail have been subject to intense scrutiny since 2019. That year, 6 people there or in the sheriff's custody died, sparking a flurry of media coverage and protests from the state chapter of the ACLU. Kanja is the 5th inmate to die in custody since Sheriff Owens took office in January 2021. The City Council Wednesday shot down a proposal to build a roughly 200-unit apartment, townhome, and office complex near Wellstar Kennestone Hospital following an outcry from nearby residents. SK Commercial Realty's request to rezone 2.7 acres of mostly undeveloped land between Rose Lane Street and North Avenue was denied unanimously. The project would have added 196 apartments, 10 townhomes, surface parking, a parking deck, and a 14,000-square-foot medical office to the area. Residents cried foul over the project's density and the traffic increase they believed it would bring. The Marietta Planning Commission, which advises the council on zoning issues, had recommended last week the council deny the rezoning. The city's comprehensive plan says the area should one day be under office, medical, or university use, but a previous comprehensive plan said the area could be used for mixed-use development as the developer had proposed. Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill to create a new city of Mableton this week, setting the stage for a November referendum on whether to incorporate the South Cobb City. If approved by voters, the new city of 77,505 residents would encompass the southernmost part of the county between Austell and Smyrna. Mableton was the last of Cobb's 4 cityhood efforts to pass out of the General Assembly this year, receiving broad bipartisan support, and sat on Governor Kemp's desk for over a month. The bill would have become law at the end of this week, even without the governor's signature, so long as he did not veto it. The bill passed 134-2 in the House and 55-0 in the Senate, but didn't clear the chamber in time to be placed on the May 24th ballot alongside East Cobb, Lost Mountain, and Vinings. Slogans that have animated a small but dedicated protest movement were scrawled in black paint at an office building near the Battery, Atlanta Thursday. No forest, no peace, trees, not cops, and most prominently, Stop Cop City. At least two people were arrested Thursday in a parking lot across the street from the vandalization on Circle 75 Parkway, which houses the Metro Atlanta office of general contractor Brassfield & Gorey. Atlanta City Council voted last year to lease forested property in the city's southeast, where the Atlanta prison farm once sat, for the construction of a new 85-acre police training facility. The project's driver, the Atlanta Police Foundation, argued the facility was needed to replace an aging training ground and, in turn, tamp down crime, though construction is expected to take several years.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW.
Structural engineers were evaluating the blue parking deck at Wellstar Kennestone Hospital Thursday evening after a car fire earlier in the day. The fire's cause is still under investigation, but Marietta Fire Chief Tim Milligan told the MDJ it caused significant damage to five cars and superficial damage to about 10 others. The fire was reported around 10:15 to 10:30 in the morning Thursday. Smoke could be seen billowing from the third floor blue parking deck at the hospital, and Cobb and Marietta's firefighters responded to the scene. The deck was temporarily evacuated, but no one was injured. Just before 11 a.m., firefighters had successfully put out the fire.
Lousy traffic jams. The traffic report will get me out of this one.
Contractors for the Georgia Department of Transportation will install daytime lane closures on State Route 360 Powder Springs Road today. These activities are related to the project to widen 360 Powder Springs Road from New Macklin Road to 120 Charles Hardy Parkway in Cobb and Paulding counties, approximately 6.2 miles. Crews will close a single lane on 360 Powder Springs Road between Lost Mountain Road and 120 on May 14th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. This closure will help ensure safety for drivers and workers as they bring construction equipment into the area. Roadway message boards and traffic flaggers will assist in guiding drivers through the closures. The estimated $88.2 million projects are scheduled for completion in November 2023. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Trey Miley, manager at Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
We're just about a week and a half away from finding out if the people vote to form the cities of Vinings, East Cobb, and Lost Mountain. Cityhood referendums are on the May 24th ballot, and the jockeying among pro- and anti-cityhood forces is fast and furious, with the election just 10 days away. The latest hubbub is the kerfuffle between Marietta and the proposed city of Lost Mountain. Readers may recall that when Lost Mountain cityhood proposal was still working its way through the state legislature, the proposed city's eastern borders raised some eyebrows at City Hall in Marietta. At the time, Mayor Steve Thunder Tumlin told the MDJ that the would-be city, which stretches from Paulding County in the west to Kennesaw Mountain in the east, butting up against the Marietta border, it left little room for Marietta to grow to the west. One of those gems west of the city is the Marietta Country Club, where million-dollar and up homes line the fairways of the 27-hole Robert Cupp designed golf course. That neighborhood is now an unincorporated Cobb, but would become part of Lost Mountain if voters approve. Not only would Marietta lose out on the possibility of ever annexing that plum, the Marietta Country Club would be in a city with a different name, Lost Mountain. His Honor the Mayor has made it clear that he supports the right of West Cobb Countyans to incorporate, should they so choose. But cityhood backers have seized on Tumlin's past comments to accuse him of having territorial ambitions. A recent mailer urging folks to vote yes on cityhood proclaims, "The city of Marietta says it wants the ability to annex neighborhoods in your area." On the back of the cardstock, Pro Cityhood Group Preserve West Cobb announces that annexation into Marietta City Schools would bring higher taxes, instantly lower property values, and loss of top-ranked Kennesaw Mountain and Harrison High Schools. Around town caught up with the Mayor Tumlin before Wednesday's City Council meeting to see what he made of the Cityhood folks, casting him as Cobb's very own Attila the Hun. "Those are actually my friends," Tumlin said with a chuckle, "so I'm flattered they think I'm that powerful." The idea that Tumlin wants to vacuum up the Cobb School District students and deposit them at Marietta High is, quote, "laughable," the mayor said. Councilman Johnny Walker, who overheard the conversation, chimed in, "They're just jealous." The mayor compared the mailers to a game of telephone where school children whisper a message in each other's ears until it becomes completely misinterpreted. "We've been a city for 189 years, Tumlin said. "We've never forced anybody into our city, never." Having said that, Tumlin said he still wishes other cities in Cobb could have weighed in on the borders since it affects them too. Tumlin is a seasoned politician, previously serving on the Marietta School Board and in the Georgia Legislature, so he's learned to roll with the punches and figures the cityhood groups are going to use whatever tool they can to promote their cause. Quote, "If I got hurt about them, then I'd get hurt about a lot of other things," Tumlin said. From future elections to past elections, it's been 16 months since the November 2020 general election, and it seems that's all candidates want to talk about. At a recent gathering at Cobb's GOP headquarters, Congressman Jody Heiss told of a phone call he got from then-President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Meadows asked Heiss what the party was going to do about Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. "Somebody's got to take him out," Meadows said. Now, we're pretty certain that when he said take him out, he meant out of office. In any case, Heiss indicated he just might be the person to step up to the plate and take Raffensperger on. And he's now running for Secretary of State. A statewide hand recount reaffirmed the initial Georgia vote tally. Then a machine recount at the request of the Trump campaign also reaffirmed the original results. But that wasn't good enough for Trump, who later called Raffensperger to demand the Secretary of State find the 12,000 votes he needed to overcome Biden's margin of victory. Wasn't enough for Heiss either, who is steadfast, along with many other Trump supporters, that their leader was cheated out of a second term. Anyone not on board, Heiss says, should watch the new documentary, 2,000 Mules, which presents evidence of election fraud collected by an organization called True the Vote. But to show the disagreement within the Republican Party, former Cobb GOP chairman Jason Shepherd made clear on social media this week he takes a dim view of True the Vote's research. Quote, "Here I am waiting for True the Vote to turn over the evidence they allegedly have on ballot harvesters to some entity that can actually use it to prosecute instead of using it as a fundraising gimmick," Shepherd tweeted. And this from a recent New York Post story. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was removed from North Carolina's voter rolls this week amid a state investigation into allegations that he committed voter fraud in the 2020 general election. Call this one In the Clink. A rather famous inmate is in custody at the Cobb County Jail, Jeffrey Lamar Williams, also known as Atlanta rapper Young Thug. Thug, for those who missed it, was picked up this week as part of a sweeping racketeering indictment by Fulton County DA Fannie Willis. The charges implicate him at the center of the Young Slime Life street gang, which shares a name with Thug's record label. As the MDJ reported in November, Cobb began taking inmates from Fulton last year to alleviate overcrowding in the latter jail. Whether Thug is on his Marietta junket as part of that deal or to keep out of harm's way while in custody, we're not clear. Now, let's check in with MDJ Lifestyle Editor Madison Hogan for a report that will fill up your weekend.
Hey there, Cobb listeners. I'm Madison Hogan, the Lifestyle Editor of the Marietta Daily Journal and Editor of Cobb Life Magazine. If you're like me, you probably catch yourself daydreaming about the weekend and wondering what your plans are. Well, if you don't want to spend another weekend binging a TV show on the couch, we've got plenty of events happening around town that will get you out and about. This week, we're highlighting five events happening in Cobb you won't want to miss. East Cobb's Marietta Greek Festival is back. Guests can enjoy their favorite homemade Greek goodies, music, dancing, and atmosphere at Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church. The festival kicks off Friday, May 13th at 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. and continues on Saturday, May 14th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, May 15th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3431 Trickham Road in Marietta. Seafood lovers will want to mark their calendar for the upcoming Bringing the Sea to the Springs Seafood Fest this weekend. The city of Powder Springs has once again joined with Robin Roberts Promotions to present this free family event designed to bring the community together through tasty food, juried arts and crafts, fellowship, and fun. While the emphasis is enjoying fresh seafood, other cuisines will be available as well. The festival features arts and crafts for sale, live music from local Atlanta musicians, and more. Kids can have fun in the kids zone with bounce houses and face painting. No coolers or pets are allowed. General admission and parking are free. However, there are tickets available for unique events taking place. The festival will run Friday, May 13th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, May 14th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, May 15th from noon to 5 p.m. at Thurman Springs Park, located at 4485 Pine View Drive in Powder Springs. Residents are encouraged to bring their kids to Fair Oaks at the Marietta Educational Garden Center for Family Fun Day on Sunday, May 15th. A beekeeper will present at 2:30 p.m. and 3:15 p.m. Kids can enjoy crafts, activities, games, and free face painting. There will also be family photo ops available. The Marietta Educational Garden Center is located at 505 Kennesaw Avenue in Marietta. Forever Plaid, a musical chock full of classic barbershop harmonies and pop hits of the 1950s, will premiere at the Earl and Rachel Smith Strand Theater in Marietta on Friday, May 13th. In this crowd-pleasing favorite, the four young men of Forever Plaid will sing great nostalgic hits with music like Three Coins in the Fountain, 16 Tons, and Love is a Many-Splendored Thing. Forever Plaid will have several showings throughout the weekend, including Friday, May 13th at 8 p.m., Saturday, May 14th at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m., and Sunday, May 15th at 3 p.m. Kennesaw Parks and Recreation's annual Backyard Campout is returning to Swift Cantrell Park on Saturday, May 14th. Attendees will enjoy camping under the night sky, along with backyard games, field activities, and campfire entertainment featuring stargazing and, of course, s'mores. The registration fee is $25 per 10x10 campsite and includes a hot dog dinner and biscuit breakfast. Participants will need to bring their own tent. A limited number of campsites are available. Advance registration is required. All participants under the age of 17 must be accompanied in their tent by a parent or legal guardian or other family members over the age of 18. Kennesaw Parks and Rec hosts this event in support of the National Wildlife Federation's efforts to encourage children and families to experience the outdoors and connect with nature. Hopefully, that'll give you some ideas for the weekend, and maybe I'll see you at an event or two. Be sure to tune in every week for updates on upcoming weekend events with the Out and About section. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
Enjoy your weekend, and that's today's trip around town.
Be sure to email tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Hi, I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty. The world's changed a lot in the last year, so Drake Realty is changing with it. Our newest website allows you to find your property and agent, then we take care of the rest. We have experienced partners and state-of-the-art technology to keep your earnest money safe and closings on time. If you're looking for a seamless transaction from contract to close, visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for tomorrow's Cobb Life episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.